Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. Hear a word of Jehovah, sons of Israel, for a strife is to Jehovah with inhabitants of the land, for there is no truth nor kindness nor knowledge of God in the land. Hosea is telling the people, you have been sinning for so many generations that the generation that lives today doesn't even know the commands of the Lord anymore. They haven't been taught by their parents. 2. Swearing and lying and murdering and stealing and committing adultery have increased, and blood against blood hath touched. The Lord is saying through Hosea that they're committing all of these sins. They're lying, they're swearing, they're taking advantage of each other, killing each other. People are even ruthless against their own relatives. And that's how some Christians live today. They consider themselves saved, and they go to church, but they still lie on their taxes, they lie to their boss, they lie to their neighbors, even to their children and spouse at times. They take advantage of people, they overcharge their customers, and they commit other sins as well. Maybe they're watching pornography, maybe they're cussing and swearing. Their parents also went to church but never taught them the ways of the Lord, and now they are sinning and they're teaching their own children to be selfish, hedonistic, sensually oriented, and irreverent to the Lord, but they all go to church on Sunday. 3. Therefore, mourn doth the land, and weak is every dweller in it, with the beast of the field, and with the fowl of the heavens, and the fishes of the sea. They are removed. The Lord is going to take the animals that the people could use out of the land. These are the animals that would be domestic or used for food. Some of them are going to die. Today, we see birds falling out of the sky and fish washing up on the shore and cows falling dead in the fields. Those kind of things get reported all the time in the news today, and it's because of the rampant sin that's in all of the lands around the world. 4. Only let no one strive nor reprove a man, and thy people are as those striving with a priest. The Israelites were so deep into sin that they couldn't take correction, and that's what we see among a lot of Christians today. They don't want to be corrected. If you point out that what they're doing is against God's word, then they'll get really angry at you and tell you that you can't judge them. They resist the word of God. And the people of Israel in Hosea's time were doing the same thing. They would argue with the priests if the priests would try to tell them the law. Today there are Christians who, if you point out a Bible verse, they'll argue with you and tell you, that isn't what it really means. We don't have to obey that anymore now because we're in the new covenant. People just believe that since Jesus died on the cross, they don't have to obey him anymore. And nothing could be further from the truth. Because he died on the cross, he gives us the grace and the power to be able to resist sin and obey him. 5. And thou hast stumbled in the day, and stumbled hath also a prophet with thee in the night, and I have cut off thy mother. The Lord says, it would make sense if you were stumbling in the dark, but you Israelites stumble in the daytime. And what the Lord means is it would make sense if they didn't follow God's laws because they had never been given his laws. But the Israelites were given the laws of God, and yet they still practiced paganism. The Lord says that he will cut off the mother of Israel, and this means the nation itself. He's personifying Israel as a woman again, because female means many. Female is not negative in the Bible. It simply means many. Often, nations are personified as female, and God is one. That's why he's always male, because male means one. 6. Cut off have been my people for lack of knowledge, because thou knowledge hast rejected. I reject thee from being priest to me, and thou forgettest the law of thy God, and I forget thy sons, I also. The Lord says, I gave you the law, but you rejected it. So now I'm going to reject you. He had given the people his laws generations before, during Moses' time, but then over the generations, they stopped obeying him, and then they stopped teaching their children to obey him. And now he's going to forget that their children belong to him because they forgot his laws. And this is a just punishment. 7. According to their abundance, so they sinned against me. Their honor into shame I change. The Lord is the one who made Israel a glorious, honorable land, and it was the envy of the nations around it. But he says, I'm going to take all of that honor and all of that glory away. The Israelites were exiled for 70 years in the lands of Babylon, and in that way they lost their glory because of their sin. 8. The sin of my people they do eat, and unto their iniquity lift up their soul. This verse is talking about the priests of Israel. A lot of them had become so wicked that they were financially profiting from the sins of the people. When the people would bring an offering to a demon, false god, then the priests would profit from that. They would get a cut from it. So they were encouraging the people to worship false gods. 9. And it hath been like people, like priest, and I have charged on it its ways, and its habitual doings I return to it. The Lord says, because you guys want to worship idols, then you're going to be enslaved in the lands where these idols are worshiped. 10. And they have eaten and are not satisfied. They have gone a-whoring and increase not, for they have left off taking heed to Jehovah. He says, when you're in exile in the foreign lands, you're always going to be hungry. You'll have enough food to survive, but you'll never be satisfied. You'll never have a full belly in those foreign lands because you had worshipped the gods of those lands. 11. Whoredom and wine and new wine take the heart. 12. My people at its staff asketh, and its rod declareth to it, for a spirit of whoredoms hath caused to err, and they go a-whoring from under their God. This whoredom is spiritual whoredom. It's idolatry. This is a metaphor. He's saying that Israel is like a woman who is a prostitute, but that's a metaphor for Israel worshiping false gods instead of the one true God. He says that they practice divination, and that's what looking at the rod is. They practice divination instead of asking me for blessings. You know, there's Christians today who practice divination. They read their horoscope every day, or they read their tea leaves, or the lines in their hand, or they might even go to a witch and ask a witch for advice and look at tarot cards. It's spiritual whoredom. A Christian is supposed to ask God for blessings and ask God what God wants them to do. 13. On tops of mountains they do sacrifice, and on hills they make perfume, under oak and poplar and terebinth, for good is its shade. The pagans would create these man-made mounds or little tiny mountains, and they would worship on top of those mounds. They would also worship under large trees that had a lot of shade. And this is what the Israelites were doing as well, because they were imitating the practices of the nations around them. Never do something just to imitate. It isn't going to be following God's commands. But that's what the Israelites were doing, what everybody else does. 14. Therefore, commit whoredom, do your daughters, and your spouses commit adultery. I do not see your daughters when they commit whoredom, and after your spouses when they commit adultery, for they with the harlots are separated, and with the whores they do sacrifice. A people that doth not understand kicketh. In the Bible, kicking is when you are resisting God's word. Now this verse 14 is actually literal. The other verses when he talked about whoredom, he was talking about idolatry, which is spiritual whoredom. So it was metaphorical. But here he's mentioning that the children of Israel really are whores, literally. because in paganism, there are temple prostitutes. You would send your daughter or your son to the temple to be a prostitute, and then other people would use your daughter or your son in the pagan temple, and then your daughter or your son would earn a little fee from that. Prostitution is paganism at its root. 15. Though a harlot thou art, O Israel, let not Judah become guilty, and come not ye into Gilgal, nor go up to Beth Avon, nor swear ye, Jehovah liveth. Hosea lives in the land of Israel, which is where the 10 tribes are, and they practiced paganism continuously, without stop. But in the land of Judah, that was the other kingdom, and they only practiced paganism sometimes, under some of their kings. So the Lord is saying, don't let Judah become like Israel. Don't let the 2 tribes become like the 10 tribes that are continuously practicing paganism. He's telling Israel, don't go into Gilgal, which is in the territory of Judah. Don't teach Judah your sins. 16. For as a refractory heifer hath Israel turned aside, now doth Jehovah feed them as a lamb in a large place. The Lord is making a new metaphor, saying that Israel is like a cow that runs into somebody else's field and doesn't stay in the field where it belongs. And this is what Israel had done. It was running to the pagans and adopting all of their religious practices instead of staying in God's word where it belonged. But the Lord is going to restore Israel one day. Then Israel will be like a lamb that follows him. Lambs are known for following their leader, whereas cows don't necessarily do that. But a lamb doesn't usually run astray. The Lord is going to turn Israel into a lamb. 17. Joined to idols is Ephraim, let him alone. 18. Sour is their drink, they have gone diligently a-whoring. Her protectors have loved shame thoroughly. The land of Ephraim has also followed false gods, and they have also gone spiritually whoring, which means they're worshiping false gods. The protectors of Ephraim, which are her leaders, are loving shame. The leaders are teaching the people idol worship and sin, which causes the people to practice shameful behaviors. 19. Distressed her hath wind with its wings, and they are ashamed of their sacrifices. The Lord says that one day they will be ashamed of all of these sins that they committed. And this is true. When the Israelites return after the 70-year captivity, then they will be ashamed of what their ancestors and their parents did before them. There will be revival, and they will only want to serve the Lord. This is similar to a Christian who has religion, but they're not actually born again and they don't obey the Lord. But then later on in life, they actually come to Jesus. They fully trust Jesus and fully repent of their sins. And then they enter into the born again life and they're truly saved and not just religious. The Lord is saying that when the Israelites return, it won't be to practice religion. It will be because they genuinely love the Lord and want to obey him. And that concludes Hosea chapter 4.